The third commandment, remember to keep the Lord's Day holy. In the book of Exodus, we read what God told Moses and his people. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath for Yahweh your God. You shall do no work that day, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your servants, men or women, nor your animals, nor the alien living with you. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that these contain, but on the seventh day he rested. It is God's will that we devote a day of the week to him in a special way. It is important to underline the true meaning of Sunday. It is not a day just to have fun, and even less to sin. On the contrary, Sunday is a day that we have to sanctify, and on which we have to sanctify ourselves. Sunday, the day of the Lord. It is God's will that we devote a day of the week to him in a special way, a day for him and for our rest. Jews celebrate Saturday as God ordered Moses on Mount Sinai, but the apostles decided to celebrate Sunday as the day of Jesus' resurrection. It was also on Sunday that the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles on the Feast of Pentecost. In French, Sunday is called Dimanche, and in Spanish, Domingo, Day of the Lord, in Latin, Dominus. Keeping Sunday and other days of obligation holy. Jews, besides the Sabbath, celebrate other feasts during the year, the most solemn being the Passover. We Christians, besides Sundays, celebrate other feasts to commemorate the principal mysteries of Jesus' life: Nativity, Epiphany, the Presentation in the Temple, Corpus Christi, feasts of our Blessed Mother Mary, like her divine maternity, the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption, the Visitation, feasts of saints like Saint Joseph, Saint Peter, and so on. The Church determines which feasts are to be kept holy as days of obligation, that is, to be sanctified as if they were Sunday. In the Catholic liturgy, the most solemn feast is the Passover, or Resurrection of Christ, which is renewed every Sunday. To attend Holy Mass. Every day is holy, but God wanted to be worshipped especially on Sundays and other days of obligation. But how can we keep holy Sundays and other days of obligation? Mainly by attending Holy Mass. Mass is the best worship we can offer God here on earth. Just like the first Christians, we gather around the altar and the priest, who represents Christ, to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The obligation of attending Mass on Sundays and other days of obligation. The Church, in order to help us to keep the third commandment of God's law, has decreed it obligatory to attend Mass from beginning to end, on Sundays and other holy days of obligation. This commandment of the Church binds all Catholics who are already 7 years old and have attained the use of reason. He who does not attend Mass commits a mortal sin unless he has a dispensation, such as those who are sick or have to take care of sick persons, or who are too far away from a church, etc. That is, unless there is a just and serious reason. In case of doubt, we have to ask. The Church can impose this obligation because she has the authority to issue laws, and she wishes only to help us to do God's will. That is why she can specify the meaning of the third commandment of God's law. How to attend Mass. Mass should be attended from beginning to end, on Sundays and other days of obligation, or on the previous evening, with piety and attention. This means arriving punctually, listening carefully to the reading and the homily, praying silently, and participating attentively in the Mass. How to rest from work. Human life has a rhythm of work and rest. The institution of the Lord's Day helps everyone to have sufficient rest and leisure to cultivate their family, cultural, social, and religious lives. On Sundays and other holy days of obligation, the faithful are to refrain from engaging in work or activities that hinder the worship owed to God, so as to experience the joy proper to the Lord's Day and to relax mind and body appropriately. Resolutions for Christian life. Resolve to always keep the commandment of attending Mass on Sundays and other holy days of obligation. On Sundays and other feast days, take better care of those around us while relaxing with joyful and healthy recreational activities.